Manupatra alerts the 28th of May 2020. Supreme Court has observed that disciplinary inquiry against an employee can continue even after the retirement of the employee and major punishment like dismissal or removal can be imposed, if the relevant service rules permit it. Delhi High Court has set aside the orders passed by the Ministry of Coal in 2012 and 2015 whereby the ministry had decided to invoke the bank guarantees given by Tata Spun Joint Private Limited. Bombay High Court has directed the Navi Mumbai Municipal Corporation, NMMC, to certify names of workers who are involved in COVID-19 related duties and pay them a daily allowance of 300 rupees. Allahabad High Court has issued notice to the Uttar Pradesh government inquiring as to the steps being taken to ensure that its natives are not forced to seek employment in other states. Karnataka High Court has directed the state and central government to give details of arrangements made for providing food and water to the migrant workers who are travelling by Shramik special trains. Supreme Court has stated that when there are only two partners and one has agreed to retire, then the retirement amounts to dissolution of the firm. Madras High Court has declared former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha's niece and nephew as Class II legal heirs entitled to inherit all her assets. The court has also said that the state government should not waste public money on converting her residence in Chennai into a memorial. Supreme Court has issued notices on special leave petitions filed against the order of the Uttarakhand High Court whereby private and aided schools were restrained from demanding tuition fee from parents, in view of the lockdown situation. Supreme Court has asked the centre, Delhi government and Delhi police to explain the chaos at Anand Vihar bus terminal on the Delhi-Uttar Pradesh border when thousands of migrant workers rushed there to leave for their hometowns despite the lockdown. Supreme Court has issued notice on a plea challenging the promulgation of the presidential order through which the process of delimitation of the assembly and parliamentary constituencies of the state has been decided to be resumed. Supreme Court has allowed Tamil Nadu government to use the floors of a hospital facing a demolition action on the ground of unauthorized construction for COVID-19 treatment. Supreme Court has asked the Enforcement Directorate to consider objections raised by JP Morgan India to the attachment of its bank accounts worth 187 crores rupees for suspected involvement in a money laundering case against Real Estate Group, Amrapali. SC has sought Centre's response in a plea seeking action against the media for communalization of Nizamuddin Markaz issue and directed petitioners to implead News Broadcasters Association to explain that why no action was taken by it under Cable Television Networks Regulation Act 1995. Bombay High Court has directed the Abhinav Bharat Congress to deposit 1 crore rupee with the registry as a precondition for hearing the plea seeking directions to state and municipal corporation to take control of the management of two hospitals under the Wadia Hospital Trust in Mumbai. Madras High Court has directed the managements of oil corporations to conduct periodical inspections to ensure compliance with the provision of safety gears such as masks, sanitizers, etc., for the safety of LPG cylinder delivery boys. Bombay High Court has made suggestions to the Aurangabad Municipal Corporation to facilitate easier access of the details of shopkeepers and 24-hour helpline to citizens during this phase 4 of nationwide lockdown. Delhi High Court has asked the centre and the Aam Aadmi Party government to inform about the steps taken by them to treat seriously ill corona patients in the city, including ambulances and hospitalisation.